Everybody, Andy here again. Well, yesterday I was watching a recording of a documentary, a great hour and a half documentary on the BBC, all about the guitarist Peter Green. For those who aren't in the know, Peter Green, a British guitarist, was the guitarist in the band Fleetwood Mac back in the early days before Rumours and all that type of thing. And he, in my opinion, is one of the greatest guitarists that's ever lived, and certainly the best British blues guitarist with a very, very unique style, who wrote some absolutely wonderful songs as well, and someone that I've listened to since I got to hear his music, which would have been in the sort of fairly early 1970s. As it happens, one of the people that Peter Green inspired more than anybody else, I think, was the guitarist Gary Moore, who unfortunately died earlier today at the very young age, I think, of 58. Makes me feel a bit worried being nearly 53 myself. And there was actually a connection between the two, apart from the fact that Gary Moore was very much influenced by Peter Green, and you can hear that in his guitar playing at times. Peter Green actually took Gary Moore under his wing at one particular time, knowing that sort of hero worship, I suppose. And Gary Moore even ended up owning one of Peter Green's old guitars. And I'd like to think it's one of the guitars that you see him playing, an old Les Paul, I believe it is, Gibson guitar. And once again, as I said, Peter Green for me was the greatest, and still is the greatest, British blues guitarist, better than Eric Clapton in my opinion, and the only person who gets close to him in this country, or within Britain should I say, was Gary Moore. Yes, Gary Moore is probably more widely known, I think, as a rock guitarist, and he was a very good rock music guitarist, having played with bands like Thin Lizzy on a couple of different occasions, and he played with Phil Lynott, especially with things like Parisian Walkways, a very big hit single over here in America, in the UK, should I say. But he was, at heart, I think, a blues guitarist. That's where his heart lay. And when you listen to him playing the blues, as I said, no one around at this particular time could ever play anything like him. Peter Green, unfortunately, not really played anything for a number of years. Yes, I know he does play, but I think he's lost his edge, and he probably admit that himself. So there you have Gary Moore sort of holding the fort, shall we say, you know, flying the standard of blues guitar work. And that's what he went back to. After, let's say, tired of rock music, he still played rock music, but he probably went back to what was his first love, blues guitar playing, and produced a really excellent album, Still Got the Blues, you know, the great title for that. He's done other bluesy things as well since, and I think, as I said, that's where his heart lay, and for me, that's what he will always be remembered for, and quite rightly so. I just mentioned the fact that he died to my wife, and she didn't even know the name, and I think that's one of those great sort of tragedies, I think, is sometimes there are people who aren't thought of as highly as others. I happened to mention it yesterday in an audio book I recorded about bands being overrated. Well, this is one particular guitarist who was, I wouldn't say he was underrated, he was very much rated by the people who liked him, by the very held in very high regard by musicians and sort of people who loved their music as well, especially blues players. As I said, Peter Green being a very good example that who appreciated exactly what Gary Moore could do with a guitar. But probably one of those people who wasn't as well known as he deserved to be. As I said, maybe some time ago when he played with Thin Lizzy and that, but we always think of that classic Thin Lizzy lineup of Scott Gorham and Brian Robertson on the guitars, and not so much with the Gary Moore times. And Gary Moore probably played a bit more on some of those records than people actually realise. and he played on some of their best tracks, as far as I'm concerned. Tracks like Waiting for an Alibi, Still in Love with You, the original on the Nightlife album, which is an absolutely tremendous song, and one that I actually remember seeing Gary Moore playing with Thin Lizzy on the Black Rose tour, whenever that was, way back in the sort of late 70s, I suppose. And I remember him playing Still in Love with You, one of those songs that meant something to me, still does, but the guitar playing, I just wanted to hear him play that as he did on the record, and thankfully I got the chance to do that. Unfortunately, a lot of other people won't, and now they're going to hear about the man, they're probably going to start listening to his music and hear that name possibly for the first time. that's a great shame, but if it gets other people listening to his music, listening to his unique guitar playing, I think that can only be a good thing. It's a pity that that's the way that things happen, but so many young rock and roll deaths, and I consider 58 to be young. I don't think he was one of those people that would be classed as a rock and roll casualty. I understand it's a sudden death on holiday, don't know the circumstances, and does it really matter that much? Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but his music still is. I've just been listening to it for a couple of hours now, and I'm sure I should be listening to a little bit more. I've just poured myself a glass of wine. I'm going to listen to some more great guitar playing, and what better way to think about a great guitarist, a great British guitarist at that. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.